Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The Masters is back, and this week DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the golfer if you're choosing to finish in the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer if you're choosing finishes in the top 10. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios, John Reed, Cam Black, Hayden, and Draven. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things. How are we today? Thumbs up from Hayden. We love to see it. One up, one to the side. We'll just call that one up. I don't know why you would put the other one to the side. If it's neutral.
Multiplying by one.
Yeah. And times just by one. Cam, you good?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm feeling that vaccine a little bit, but besides that, I'm doing good. It's kind of weird, though. I can't really enjoy the nice weather because I'm still a little chilly, even though it's like 80 degrees today. It's wild.
The vaccine's hurting you?
It had me super, super tired and sore yesterday evening, but a lot better today. Just a slight headache and still a little chilly, but besides that, we're rocking and rolling.
The cold chills, ugh.
Draven, you good?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Actually, I went through the drive-thru again, had my food paid for again. That's twice in like a month, so I don't know if I've just, you know.
What do you do while you're sitting in line? Do you sit there like with your hands in your head?
Looking stressed out.
Nah, maybe I'm just that good looking,
John. You're just searching through your wallet for money while you're in line, so somebody looks back and is like, oh man, this kid needs help.
Are you like constantly, are you just like flipping through your dollar bills, trying to scrounge up some change? Like,
yeah, just, posed up on the
He's counting
on the side
quarters
right there.
In the front seat, setting them on the dash.
Throwing some dimes in there, too.
I think it's more just the attractiveness. Just people just want to pay for my meal, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know,
Hayden.
I can't
twice in a month? Come on.
That's what it is. They see that bungee cord on your hood. They're like, damn.
No, that might be true.
I wasn't going to put you on blast.
Well, they did.
Of course they did.
Of course.
I wasn't going to.
Did you actually pay for the other people's food?
I did. I kept the chain going, which worked out for me because my meal was like, $8-$9. Meal behind me was like $1.50. So I was like, all right.
What you really do is just piss off the people behind you because now they're like, oh, damn it.
Yep.
All I got was a coffee. Now I got to pay for this car behind me.
Uh-huh. And the line was long, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long chain.
Yeah. All you did was just do what somebody did to you last time when you complained.
Yeah. That is exactly right. Exactly right.
Man.
Do you feel better about yourself for paying for the car behind you?
I do. I feel good, honestly. Made me feel better, especially when, only $1.50. I was like, okay, yeah, absolutely. I'll pay for that. Yep.
You ruined that car. You ruined that car's day.
Yeah, they were just trying to get a quick coffee and get out of there, and now they're like, I have to pay for this other person's entire set of donuts. And
they had the same moral dilemma you had last time, and now they're telling their friends, and now they're having the same conversation.
Yep.
All you did was just pass the contagion somewhere else. You just pass the virus somewhere else.
Well, it made my day, John.
The virus of am I supposed to pay it for whenever I have a cheap ticket and someone behind me is going to be more expensive. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Again, I mean, twice in like a month. Just don't think that's a coincidence, boys. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
Same place?
No, it's different place.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same place. Okay.
No, it's different place.
Well, it's all coming up Draven today.
Let's go. Love to see it.
Good for you. I got nothing good to report. Just a headache.
Sinuses getting to you?
I don't know what it is. I have a headache.
Could be allergies or
could
something.
Could be stress. Could be allergies. Could be you. I don't know. I just got a headache. What's the story of the day today? Coming up, it's a breaking news right when we go on the air of Tennessee getting a new commitment in basketball. No, 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 not football, silly. We don't get those.
Mm-mm.
Basketball. A French shooting guard, Quentin Dabunje. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Dabunje?
Dabunje. Your guess is as good as mine. A 6'6", 185-pound guard plays down at the national champions, Mount Verde. I did not see him playing at all this weekend for them. I mean, I didn't notice him. They didn't talk about him on the air whenever they were playing, you know, in the national championship. But, you know, Tennessee, you know, getting a guy from that school.
I think it's Dabunje.
Making some ends there. Dabunje?
Dabunje.
Dabunje.
That's what I would guess.
Making some ends there. Taking a guy that they maybe can project to see, like, hey, this guy's got, you know, this guy's had some buzz around him lately.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about him last week or the week before about how he had, you know, played pretty well in some showcase games. Tennessee, of course, with a French European connection that helped get him Pons.
Gotta keep a French guy on the team, I guess.
Gotta keep a French guy on the team. That's fine with me.
Especially since we're losing another shooting guard, as expected.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Keon Johnson makes it official. We all knew that Keon Johnson was going pro, but he makes it official. Says he's out of there.
Do we really care? That was my initial reaction. It's like, do we really care? I feel like, unless Keon just balls out in the NBA, which is very possible, but like 3 or 4 years, are we even going to really remember a lot about Keon Johnson? I feel like he's going to be kind of forgotten as a UT basketball player.
I think his dunks will be on highlight reels for a while, especially the one I don't even remember what team it was against at this point. Mississippi State? No, that's not it.
What game was that?
The dunk?
Yeah.
Was it Georgia?
I think it was Georgia. Yeah, I believe it was, yeah.
You'll see that at least once a year.
Yeah.
Maybe twice a year.
Every time we play the Bulldogs.
That'll live on. But, yeah, no, you're right. I mean, this team, this basketball team was pretty forgettable. They didn't really accomplish anything.
Yeah.
But I'll think that you'll think about Keon favorably whenever he played Georgia and whenever he played Kentucky, just because of what him and Springer did at Rupp. Tennessee doesn't have a lot of Rupp wins, and for him and Springer to get you one, I think they'll go down in Tennessee basketball, you know, history just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, that the NBA, you know, the NBA will matter. If he busts, then, you know, it'll be quicker that he's forgotten. But even if he's good, I mean, no one really cares about Tobias, and Tobias has been pretty good for his whole career.
Great this year.
That's a good point.
He's in the 50-40-90 club this year. I mean, yeah, he's been balling.
I kind of find it similar. I feel like Cam will be a lot like Tobias, just kind of never really felt like he was really UT. I don't know.
Now, I understand that if you feel that way. I'm not going to argue against it. The teams were pretty similar. I mean, that, you know, Tobias' team was, you know, mired in scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Went out with a whimper as he got blown out against Michigan. Although this Tennessee team didn't do much different, you know, in going out against a whimper against Oregon State. Mm-hmm. But again, I think winning at Rupp, the dunks, Keon will have a place here. And, you know, I think that if you're Tennessee, I mean, if you put two first-round picks, two top 20 picks into the draft this year, I'm assuming that Candy Chandler is going to come in and be a top 15 pick next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that only helps your pedigree. That only helps your recruiting to show, like, hey, the one-and-done method can work at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Not everyone's Josiah. Robert Hubbs.
Yeah.
Scotty Hobson. I mean, we've had a couple five stars come here that haven't been able to get to the league.
But yeah, now you'll be able to say that at least a little bit.
I mean, yeah, it's better than the alternative. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, for a Tennessee fan, you would rather have, you know, Keon and Springer stay another year and try to win a national championship. Sure, I get mm-hmm. that, but I think overall, producing first-round talent will be good for Tennessee.
I mean, at the beginning of the season, he was right around number six, right? And kind of that top mock draft projections.
Yeah. He didn't really improve his stock, but he didn't hurt it.
I was about to say, didn't really have much of a drop-off, which is, I thought it was a little surprising just because we were disappointed. A little disappointed.
Woj had him ranked at number six. Yeah, but, I mean, like, Woj doesn't do their draft stuff. He was just citing, like, what ESPN's big board has him at. Yeah. Which,
right.
You know, didn't hurt his stock. But, I mean, like, I don't know how much better of a basketball player he got between this year and last. But, I mean, like, the athleticism is still there.
Oh, yeah. And that's what the NBA people are looking at.
But Tennessee, it looks like it's going to go with a little bit more of a project. But again, if you're getting in the mix at Mount Verde, that's a juggernaut. I mean, that's the premier high school basketball program in the country. So if you start getting some guys from there, it can only help build relationships.
We know anything about this player? Shooter? Athlete?
Don't know much about him. I know, like I said, he's had some showcase games against D1 talent, played well. He averaged 11 points, almost 12 points in their France's LNB Pro A League. I don't know how good that league is. They call it the A League, so I assume it's the good league. But I don't know. He averaged 11.7 points, 5 rebounds. You know, made 11 starts in 19 games, according to Ramey.
When you search him on YouTube, nothing really comes up. So he doesn't have a lot of like highlights out there, I guess, or they're easily accessible. But
you know, when you're trying to get this Huntley Hatfield guy to come in, and you're trying to get a couple more transfers. I don't know how I feel about taking this guy already, but
apparently, report from Jonathan Gavani, 42% from three in 25 games.
Okay,
so
I don't know how many attempts he's taking, but that's a good stroke.
Yeah, I mean that's a good percentage. So
okay,
I don't remember seeing any really highlights of Pons much. Do you guys? Did you guys?
No.
Like before he came to UT at all, no, I don't remember seeing anything.
I think there might have been some dunking ones because he could fly.
Maybe that was it, yeah.
But I'm not positive. But that's the story of the day right now here in Knoxville. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Appreciate Mitchell for the correction. We didn't see Quentin DeJonge, playing with Mount Verde because he doesn't play with that team. He plays with like their international section, I guess.
Yeah.
Which makes more sense. Plays with their prep national team.
Okay.
I was like, I watched that game. You would think if you had a Tennessee talent on there, you'd at least make the rotation. He didn't get in the rotation. And that whole team is, not NBA, but D1 talent. So I don't know how much of an inroad you're actually making there, but that makes sense. Appreciate Mitchell. So we now got more bad news for Deshaun Watson.
Just keeps getting worse and worse for the guy, man.
We've got Nike suspending him, and you said just now Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
Is it still called Beats by Dre, or is it just Beats now?
It's Beats by Dre.
Okay.
By Dre,
I know if they dropped it.
Yep, they are parting ways with Deshaun Watson.
Whatever happened to that? Didn't Dr. Dre's ex-wife accuse him of doing bad stuff to her? Wasn't there something there during the divorce proceedings, or am I making that up? I don't mean to slander the doc.
I don't know.
I thought there was something there because she got a huge settlement. I mean, she not like Bezos money, but I mean Dr. Dre's worth a lot of money. She got a nice little payout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. Ex-wife claims rapper knocked me out cold.
I thought so.
Yeah. So
I can at least appreciate the irony of Beats by Dre drawing the line here on on Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Well, that's why I was wondering if they still went by Dre name, because when that came out.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I don't even remember hearing about this. Wow.
I guess it is his brand, though.
They sold it, right? I mean, didn't him and Jimmy sell it or no? I thought him and Jimmy sold it. Did they not? I mean, Jimmy Iovine, like they created that together. So. Or Iovine, however you say his name. Jimmy Iovine.
Strange wife explains why she needs $2 million, I guess. Yeah,
because she was asking for a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apple owns
Apple bought it, right?
Apple owns Beats by Dre, yeah.
Okay, probably didn't drop the name then, right? That's kind of...
Well, I do see it just talked about as Beats more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of been that way for a while, just you're wearing your Beats. But, yeah, I was curious. Which, again, divorce proceedings could get ugly. I don't know if anything's been proven or what. I don't want to slander the dog. But I know there's allegations out there. Same as Deshaun Watson. Although, I mean, I guess sexual assault is probably worse than knocking somebody out cold, I guess. But, I mean, not.
Yeah.
I don't know about how much worse. I mean, we're splitting hairs there. It seems both pretty bad.
Well, I think there's a lot more sexual assault cases here, too. So
sure,
you could
sure,
go that
sure.
route as well. But
sure. I mean, again, if we're judging who's worse, I would say Deshaun's in the lead. But, you know, I just appreciated the headline of Beats taking a stand here. Beats by Dre.
How much do you think Apple bought Beats for?
I was going to say, like, guess. The number in my head is $800 million.
Like $500 million or something.
$3 billion.
Three.
Oh wow.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Apple acquired Beats for $3 billion in a cash and stock deal, the largest acquisition in Apple's history.
Jeez. How much did Dr. Dre make out of that? Did he make $800 million? Like, is he in the billion club now? I guess he might. I guess, I mean, like, they pretty much were the. I don't know if they had all the equity in it whenever they sold it or whatever.
Know.
But see if you can find out how much money Dr. Dre made in that. All from selling headphones.
In the world?
So Deshaun Watson got dropped by Beats or suspended indefinitely, because Nike was just like, "Hey, we're suspending this indefinitely. We're not terminating it, but we're like, hey, we're not working with you right now, Deshaun."
Looks like they're done. They're parting ways, because it does say parting ways with Deshaun Watson. So
okay,
sounds like it is cut off.
Dr. Dre's worth $800 million.
I guess that's
in 2019.
I guess that was the number I had in my head whenever I was thinking $800 million. So. Okay. He didn't get all the bills, all the billions of it, but, you know, wealthy, wealthy, wealthy payday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I need to invent something to sell the Apple. Jeez.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, Kevin. If you could invent something to sell to Apple, that would be a great idea. Would be a smart. It would behoove you to create something that you could sell to Apple for $3 billion. That's a good idea.
And can't headphones believe- were already invented, too, is the craziest part.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, they did kind of lead the way with, like, making good headphones, right? Like, that was the first, like, good set of headphones.
Yeah. And they made it very, like, culturally relevant.
Oh, yeah, no, they did it the right way. I mean, like, you had it built in with Dr. Dre, I mean, who's been relevant since, you know, the early 90s.
Yeah.
Who stayed relevant, I mean, in one way or the other, through music, even without doing much. Especially like on the microphone. I mean, yeah, just from him, Snoop, Tupac, and then you get into, you know, Eminem, 50 Cent. Like, that bridges, you know, basically 25 years of popular music.
I like the Beats commercials, too. Then they have the I'm a Man, that song.
The Beats commercials are good. Their marketing is good.
Yeah.
Basically putting it in the hands of all the elite athletes and making sure they're wearing them on TV as they're walking into their games is smart. You pretty much, if you're an athlete, you had to have some Beats, which was weird because I associate Beats more with, like, athletes than I do just music, which is kind of weird because it's Dr. Dre and, you know, DJs and stuff. But, yeah, just
Did athletes. Beats have that commercial, the Christmas one, where they were shooting the basketballs in the hoop, or was that, like, Sprite?
No, that was just that was, like, the NBA on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool commercial, though.
That's a good one, too. That was just like ESPN's, like,
okay,
or ABC's, were, you know, these are the teams playing on Christmas Day. So, bad news for Deshaun Watson. You know, the Panthers looked and said, hey, we're out of this. We're out of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes for now. Give us Sam Darnold. Big win for the NFC and the NFC South.
Oh, yeah. I was so concerned I was going to get Deshaun Watson in my division, and now I got Sam Darnold.
This feels eerily similar to when you were happy to get to play Taysom Hill and went 0-2 against him. So
that's
the Panthers finishing ahead of the Falcons with Sam Darnold is going to be pretty funny. At least if you lost to Deshaun, you could say, it's Deshaun Watson. But losing to Sam Darnold is going to be a lot like losing to Taysom Hill twice.
Yeah. We were tanking.
That's weird because I thought you were coming last time.
We were coming, but the coming got to tank first. You know, you got
to
make a U-turn sometimes.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, Deshaun's not going to come back from this, right? When you have everybody dropping you, just...
Come back from it how? In what regard? Because, I mean, Kobe came back from it. Tiger came back from it. You can. Those are two off the top of my head that have been canceled before. That bounce back and McKay... You know, I don't want to say came back with more fanfare than ever before, but
not to this degree, right? They didn't have this.
Kobe was basically. I mean, people think Kobe rapes.
Yeah, and
the hotel worker. I mean, like,
and I understand that, but like, it's one person. We have all 20 different females here. Like, I just think it's a little bit of a almost a different story here. Like, I don't know if any NFL players had to kind of go through this, right?
NFL. NFL, I don't know off the top of my head if anybody's going through this. I mean, I feel like Antonio Brown went through something similar not too long ago.
Kinda.
I mean, he hasn't came back, though, like in the mainstream, although he had kind of lost it before.
I was about to say, thing is, AB was a free agent, like at the time. Nobody wanted to sign him just because he's crazy anyways, too. Like,
well,
it was kind of a distraction by itself.
Well, I mean, he went to the Raiders. Well, that's not exactly true because he went to the Raiders. He got big money there. And then he asked out because of the helmet. Like, he wanted, like, basically was like, I'm out. And then New England quickly grabbed him. New England was happy to get him. And everyone's like, oh, wow, they just won another Super Bowl. Mm. He played one game, got a touchdown, then was out of there. So I won't say no one wanted him. Then there was the whole, like, you know, Atlanta stuff with Ray Lewis. And, I mean, he's been on ESPN. I mean, he bounced back from that. Although, like, you know, I don't know if they ever, like, actually tied him to that. It was more like, hey, Ray Lewis's friend killed somebody and Ray Lewis helped cover it up type of thing. But, I mean, like, he bounced back from that.
But again.
It became like, oh, well, here's your uncle with preacher energy getting you all hyped for the game. Look at him. He's so great. Even though he's cheating with deer antler spray, here he is. We love Ray Lewis. So people have come back from it. Deshaun can come back from it. Like I said, Kobe and Tiger came back from it.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't put on the same level because, you know, we just didn't cover it the same way.
Mm.
Like, nobody was dropping Big Ben. It was just kind of like, we don't know. Or,
Tyreek Hill.
Big Ben's
had
two
was...
pretty big stories, though, in, like, the past 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek Hill came back from it just for, like, on the football field. But, like, Tyreek Hill's not an endorser. Like, does he have anything? Like, I mean, like.
No.
I can't think of any of them.
I don't think any company's, like, got in bed with him and said, hey, here's our money.
Yeah.
Cheetos should get in bed with him.
Cheetos.
Cheetah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something
to spite. Good.
You know, if he wasn't, you know, a bad human. Or at least tied up in some stuff. Like, yeah, there would have been some high-speed internet stuff he could have helped with, the 5G. I mean, you see all the stuff Usain Bolt gets. He's just an unproblematic fast guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt gets, you know, he's got the remake series with Gatorade, right? The anything you can do, I can do better, him and Rapinoe.
Yep.
With a little nod to MJ and Sue Bird at the end when they're on the golf course, a little putt-putt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you're unproblematically fast.
And you say he's not even like competing anymore, is he?
No, he's retired. Nah, yeah. He'll be able to eat off of his Gatorade endorsements for the rest of his life because he's going to go down as, I mean, the fastest man of our lifetime. And I don't care if like anybody is faster than him like on a time moving forward because no one's going to give you the same feeling that Bolt gave you. And I was electric watching him race.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching him just blow people's doors off. I mean, like, there might be somebody that comes out and is faster than him eventually, but it's not going to give you the same feeling, I don't think. Because especially, like, his size, like, he's a specimen.
It was super rare. Usually there's not tall sprinters like that. So
and it was just, he looked imposing compared to everyone else.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And the fact that he could just break a world record while he's borderline celebrating coming across the line.
I was about to say,
yeah.
I love the celebration.
Like, he could have had a faster time.
It was electric. It's weird. I feel like I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, the Olympics aren't far away, which apparently might be something with the U.S. wanting to boycott the 2022 Olympics. You guys see that?
Oh.
It's in China. I guess the Winter Olympics in China, so we might boycott that. We're trying to get our allies to boycott it as well. But it seems weird. I feel like I'm more connected to Usain Bolt. I feel like he's more of our Olympic hero than Michael Phelps. I see Usain Bolt in commercials and doing stuff more than I see Michael Phelps. Like, I feel like we've tried to just adopt Usain Bolt as our Olympian.
Is it the sport? Is it just like...
Swimming's cool. I mean, I like the swimming races. I mean, the 2008 relay race was, you know, one of my fondest sports memories, being like in the hotel down in Panama City, gather around the TV to watch, see if, you know, they could win.
I didn't know if, like, what would you rather watch? Would you rather watch, like, a track race or a swim race? I didn't know if there was a big difference there.
I'd say they're pretty comparable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I would go with I'd rather watch a foot race, barely, but I mean, Phelps was captivating TV there. Like, his quest for eight was the story of the Olympics, I mean, compared with him and Bolt. Like, those were the two main stars. But I just feel like we see Bolt more. I feel like Bolt's more of our Olympian than than Phelps is.
Yeah.
Does it have to do with, like, the Phelps, like, marijuana stuff? Or
yeah, marijuana and DUI stuff. And I just don't think Phelps wants it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't think Phelps wants to be out in the spotlight. I don't know. Do you think he'd have some endorsements around?
He did. What did he do? Subway for a while.
Yeah, he did Subway.
That was it, right? I mean, other than
and then Jared, and he's like, I don't know if I want to be associated with that. I don't know if that was the timeline, but the Subway brand was tarnished.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they were.
That's the dangers of letting some random guy who just loses a bunch of weight walking.
Yeah, probably should vet your people a little more.
This is what happens when you let the guy who's just walking to Subway, which I felt like was a really underestimated part of the story of Jared's weight loss. They act like it was just the subs, but like it was like the walking miles there and back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That probably helped the weight loss just as much, if not more. But Subway grabbed onto it, man. Subway had you thinking it was healthy. Eat fresh. Here you go. Here's a foot long of bread. Here's a foot of bread. You guys remember being in school with the pyramid? You guys need your wheat, don't you? Here you go. Yep. 6 servings of bread. Come get some. Dylan says he feels like Tiger's situation was different than Deshaun Watson and Kobe. Yeah, that's fine. Like, there was no criminal charges with Tiger outside of like the, you know, the DUI, the pain pills where he's zoned out of his mind. Like that was dangerous. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like I almost feel like Tiger got it worse.
Well, he was the more iconic guy of all these people that we've talked about, right? He was the biggest guy.
He was bigger than Kobe at the time. I mean, Kobe was famous, don't get me wrong, but Kobe was still like this was him being the second best player on the Lakers. I mean, they were in the midst of a three-peat. But, yeah, Tiger was the face of the sport and was iconic. But, I mean, I feel like Tiger got raked over the coals, too. I mean, all of his endorsers dropped him.
Yep.
And we treated him like he had broken laws whenever he was really just breaking the sanctity of marriage. Just having a little sex. Having a lot of sex.
Just doing a thing.
But yeah, that's what was so sickening about the Tiger doc was just watching that and just like, man. We treated him like he was a criminal.
Yeah.
And he was just doing stuff that I would say 25% of people in marriages do.
Mm-hmm.
Step out. Now, maybe not to his level. While being an endorser. But still. Deshaun Watson can come back. Now if he's found guilty, or if it gets worse, we'll see. Because, I mean, Kobe didn't go to trial. But Kobe settled. And then Kobe sat up there and admitted to his wife, you know, yeah, I had sex with her, and then bought his wife like a $4 million ring, and everyone's like, okay.
Yeah.
And he was able to switch his jersey number and come back, and everyone's like, okay, we're cool with Kobe now.
Is it not easier to be able to settle when you're kind of just dealing with one person instead of, again, 22 different females?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, that's what makes me think, like, no way this is just going to kind of get pushed to the side. Right?
I would say you could still strike a settlement because I still don't think they're going to want to go to court.
Yep.
Now, it's going to be costly. Deshaun Watson's lawyer came out and said that the first accuser asked for $100,000 before going public.
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine Deshaun Watson wishes he just would have paid $100,000.
Yep.
Probably at this point.
Which is a cold way to look at it, especially if he is doing these things. But, I mean, like, if just for his star and his reputation, you could settle lawsuits and, you know, accomplish things, stay in the spotlight, become president of the United States. I mean, you could do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Somebody sound the alarm. Some big news coming out.
Ooh.
No, we got to change that. We need a new siren. We need a new horn. We got to change that. I'm tired of the boat horn, the fog horn. I'm tired of it. No, thank you. But we got some breaking news in the college basketball landscape. Another opening, a pretty big opening. Arizona fires Sean Miller. He's been there for 12 years.
Apparently. Crazy. I read that too, and I was like, wow, really?
What?
I mean, I was almost even surprised it was 4 years since he, like, got in trouble over there. I was like, man, that didn't feel like it's been that long, but.
It's been 4 years?
Yeah.
That ain't been 4 years.
They said administration stuck by Miller for 4 years through the, whatever the.
Like, when did he got caught cheating with Aiden while Aiden was still in school? Like, we knew he was cheating with Aiden while Aiden was still playing? I mean, because Aiden's only been in the league for 3 years. I mean, he's the same draft class as Luka and Trey.
Yeah.
So, like, we knew
I guess
he was
they
cheating.
Started the investigation while he was still in school, maybe?
So they knew he was cheating the whole time, and he still got to play with Aiden and, you know, go and lose in the first round to.
Well, I mean, same thing as Oklahoma State, right?
Seems to be a trend.
Yeah, didn't we make that argument?
Well, Oklahoma State didn't get caught cheating with Cade Cunningham.
Well, that's true, but.
So, no, not the same thing at all. Because, like, I mean, like, Arizona's was tied directly to Aiden, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, were they part of the Adidas deal or no?
Yeah.
Or they were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 12 years. I did not realize that either.
Came from Xavier, right? I mean, he was.
Yeah.
So I guess that'd be like the Jordan Crawford days with Xavier.
It was 2004 to 2009.
Jordan
so.
Crawford get him the job.
Guess so. Jordan Crawford.
So Arizona says, "Hey, we've had enough." He was charged with failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and they stuck with him for a while. And I wonder why now. Did they fire him? Is something new about to come out?
Were they just terrible this year?
I was going to say, like, is the winning just not there? So that now they're like, hey, it's not worth putting up with because you went 17-9 and missed the tournament. You missed the tournament in 2019. So basically the last 2 years we've played, you haven't made the tournament.
I mean, they were ineligible either way. They could have went.
They were ineligible this year?
Yeah, they were ineligible. Okay. They had the self-imposed ban.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Okay. 17-9, they might have been the tournament team.
They might have been, yeah. Probably been a bubble team, similar to UCLA had a similar record.
Where did they finish in the Pac-12?
Says they finished fifth in the conference, standing-wise. Okay. So.
Well, the Pac-12 had five teams in, didn't they? And, well, one of those was Oregon State. So
yeah.
They would have been,
it'd been close for them. Okay. Do we think this means something else is coming out? They found something in the investigation that's ongoing.
You would think so, right?
It's weird timing. I mean, yeah, it's past the time to be firing coaches. Yeah. If you're going to fire Sean Miller, you would think you just fired him after the season.
Yeah.
Or fired him back in 2017 when all this went down.
Yeah, but like once you stood with him, like if you're going to make the decision to fire him this year off of like merit, you would have done it after the season, not, you know, right now.
Yeah.
On April 7th. Will Wade? Is he up next?
Should be.
We can hope.
They ain't never going to touch that guy. They should have got that guy a long time ago.
Yeah, they should have.
So the three Adidas schools were Louisville, Kansas, and Arizona. Was there another one, or was that it?
Say that again.
It was Louisville, Kansas, and Arizona were in the Adidas
Louisville,
deal.
Kansas. I mean, yeah.
So the two to three are gone. And Bill Self just got a lifetime.
Wasn't Auburn? Auburn was involved in that, too.
Auburn
was involved in that, too.
Under Armour for a long time.
Okay, well, they were involved with the same type of taps, though, like with this.
Okay.
Where, like, Chuck Purchase
just
was
different
trying
brand
to, yeah, like,
deal.
Get, was trying to funnel money to recruits from that. Same as LSU. Like, it, not just all with Adidas, like you said.
Okay.
Did you mention Kansas on that? Sorry.
Yeah, I said Kansas, Louisville, and Arizona are all Adidas, so I thought it was just Adidas, but I guess.
Well, yeah, but no, like there were the other brands too. Like that's pretty much what Auburn got in trouble for too, and LSU. Then there was the Duke Zion stuff. Obviously, they're Nike, right?
Yeah, LSU and Duke are Nike.
Yeah, like Duke was involved with that with Zion, where they had to go to court.
Whatever came about that?
I don't believe anything.
Yeah, I was about to say, never heard about that one again.
I believe Zion won, basically. Because he was getting sued. Like, why they went to court was just because of he had hired an agency and then fired him. And the agency was basically like, we got helped him get money while he was at Duke. We need a portion of that. Like, he can't fire us, blah, blah, blah. And I think the courts ruled in Zion's favor. And nothing happened to Duke because, you know, blue blood and all that. Coach K. can't take down the face of college basketball over the last 30 years. I wonder what this means for Arizona.
Yeah.
And, like, what type of coaching candidate they can go hire. Because, I mean, Arizona, close to a blue blood?
Yeah, pretty close.
Close to a blue blood? Have had big success in the past? Lute Olson? Luke Walton? Mike Bibby? Right? Mike Bibby is a Arizona guy, right?
Yep, I think so.
Are there sanctions coming? Because if there's sanctions coming, obviously that will hamper who they can hamper their ability to go hire somebody, you know, somebody big.
Yeah, it seems like the question right now. Because, like you said, the timing's a little weird.
They're definitely going to have to go outside the family or outside the coaching tree. At least you can't just hire one of his assistants. You can't hire Sean Miller's assistant. So they're going to have to go try to hire somebody. Mm-hmm. Wonder who it'll be. Roy Williams, come on down.
Just kidding. Kelvin Sampson?
If I'm Kelvin Sampson, bro, I feel like I got like the – I feel like I'm like Mark Few.
Yeah.
Like I'm in the what? I mean, one of the five biggest cities in America?
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, Houston's going to just be a hot – I mean, I can recruit at Houston. And I've turned them back into – I mean, and Houston has pedigree, too. I mean, Houston, the five slam and jam. I mean, they got a national championship. Yeah,
they've been to five Final Fours before that, I believe.
Yeah, this I mean, that's – like in the 80s, like the late 70s and 80s, they were like really, really good. You know, Kelvin Sampson. I'm not – wait, not Kelvin Sampson. Right? Kelvin Sampson. Well, Kelvin I'm thinking Ralph Sampson. He was in Virginia. Kelvin Sampson. Who the hell is Kelvin Sampson? Is that somebody? Did I just make that name up?
What?
No.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
From Houston?
Oh, I was thinking. I don't know why I thought Kelvin Sampson. Is that even somebody?
That's his.
Kelvin Sampson's a.
I'm drawing a blank.
Wait, Kelvin Sampson's the basketball coach.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Okay. I was like, what's going on?
So okay, sorry. I was thinking Ralph Sampson because I think there's a Houston Virginia game. I think is who they play.
Oh yeah.
When they beat him,
yeah.
I think. So then I just got confused and I got stuck in my head. Meanwhile, I'm watching Hayden watch the Braves. Okay, let's reset. So, yeah, no, if I'm Kelvin Sampson, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I'm staying at Houston. I'm just going to win there. I mean, assuming, like, they can't. And plus, obviously, like, and also, like, I know, like, Sampson, I don't think he did anything wrong, really. And the rules aren't rules anymore, but I don't know if Arizona can hire somebody that's, like, been on a five-year show cost.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So, no, I would say. But, yeah, I mean, you are right, though, in terms of him being a mid-major guy. Though I view Houston almost like I view Gonzaga right now.
Yeah, they've been consistently good like that.
And the Americans have a much better conference than the WCC.
Mm-hmm.
Big college basketball news. We'll see where they go next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. This segment is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, you're going to need some help. You're going to need somebody in your corner. Somebody that's got your back. Give them a call at 865-558-8030 or visit online at g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of ECSC with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com.
I'm sorry.
It's like I had a stroke right there with Kelvin Sampson.
You good?
Well, I was like, why do I know that name? Why am I talking about Kelvin Sampson? And then it's just like, oh, wait. Kelvin Sampson's the Houston coach we're just talking about. Why am I talking about Ralph Sampson? I know he didn't go to Houston. He went to Virginia. Mm-hmm. Unlucky.
It happens.
Unlucky. You think I'm wrong, though, about Houston and Sampson? I mean, I do feel like that's, like, you know, basically a Gonzaga team that's going to play in a better conference. But, like, Houston should stay good.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't call him Gonzaga because Gonzaga could
They have better recruiting ground than Gonzaga, I feel like.
Well, that and plus, I mean, they're gonna have a tougher. Like, Gonzaga can roll out their team and win that conference pretty much every year, whereas Houston will have to struggle or at least compete with other teams. Like, they didn't win their conference this year, at least a regular season.
I would categorize that as a negative towards them.
No, that's what I'm saying. I shouldn't call it Gonzaga because, like I said, Gonzaga could just kind of stroll. Although, also, like, if Gonzaga ever has a somewhat down year, they might miss the tournament, whereas Houston could, you know, finish fourth or fifth in that conference and still make the tournament. But, like you said, that is a negative for Samson. But being in Texas, in Houston, in the, you know, what, one of the five biggest cities in America, that's a plus, I would say.
Yeah.
How long has he been there now?
If I was guessing, I'd say like 5 years.
Man, does it feel like that long?
It might not be that long, but
2014.
Okay, so maybe longer than that.
Yeah.
God, time, man. Time's just flying.
Mm-hmm. He was actually another NBA assistant.
Well, I knew he was an NBA assistant. He had to go to the G League. He was a G League coach for a while. Like, Donnie Tindall tried to follow Samson's path, like, after his show calls, because, I mean, Samson, you know, is a good coach, loved coaching, and, you know, couldn't coach in college, so he went to the NBA. I didn't know he was actually, like, an assistant coach, like, with the Rockets. Like I said, I thought he was with their G League team, but maybe he was on their bench for a little bit. But, yeah, like, Tindall tried to go, I think, with the Pistons and the Raptors, I think, after getting kicked out of Tennessee and kicked out of the NCAA.
What's old Donnie doing now?
Last I'd heard, he had moved to, like, Athens and was, like, helping down there do something at Tennessee Westland, but I think that lasted a very short amount of time. At one point,
I thought he was doing some wrestling or something like that.
He did do a wrestling thing at the Smokies Park. That is true. At one point, he kept DMing me, trying to get me to join a pyramid scheme with him.
Donnie Tindall is currently the head coach of Chipola College in the NJCAA.
Chipola.
Where is Chipola College?
I have no idea.
Chipola.
It is in Mariana, Florida.
All right.
Yeah, down in Florida.
Man, what a Chipola. Fall. What a fall, man. They did him dirty, too. 10 years.
Yeah.
Which I think he was just had a real problem with admitting the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just kept lying. It's crime. Maybe not, it wasn't even that bad. He just kept lying.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised you guys didn't ask any follow-ups about him trying to get me in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, what was the
kind of curious about that, actually. Yeah,
well, I used to have him on the radio in 2015 whenever I was on another station. Like, he was trying to use me basically to stay out in the spotlight because I had a connection with him through a friend of mine who used to cover him at Southern Miss. Our friend Corey Gunkel calls in sometimes. So, like, yeah, he'd come on my radio show and then, like, he would try to, you know, stay positive. Maybe, like, hey, you know, help me stay out here. And then a couple months went by, I didn't talk to him. Next thing I know, I started getting DMs from him, basically wanting, he's like, hey, you're a sports guy. He's trying to get me and Corey to sign up to, it was something like a betting website or something, and we recruited people. I don't know. It was a whole thing.
What did you even say?
I just didn't reply.
Come on, Donnie.
I just didn't reply.
Come on. One of those guys.
Donnie was my guy, though.
Huh. Didn't realize you guys were that close. Buds, huh?
I don't cause buds, but maybe moved down to Athens. We had some connections there. I suggested you go eat at Ming Dynasty. It's like tell my girl Franny I said hi, or Fanny, excuse me. Tell my girl Fanny I said hi. People who own Ming Dynasty hadn't been working there forever. They own it. I can go back in right now. I haven't been in probably 5 years. She'd still know exactly what I wanted to order.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Sweet and sour chicken, sauce on the side. Wonton soup. Yep, you got it.
Was that an Asian voice that you were just doing there?
No, it's just her voice.
Oh.
That's how she sounds.
And she happens to be of Asian origin, or?
I mean, I wasn't really going for an Asian voice, but maybe by habit I did. You trying to get me canceled? Was it disrespectful? It wasn't like a stereotypical Asian voice, that's what you're saying. Is that what you're trying to accuse me of? You think it's a stereotypical, like, mean Asian voice, is that what you're saying? Like a racist voice, like they'll do, like, for when they're trying to put Asian people down. Is that what you're trying to accuse me of here? You're trying to get me canceled here on the 7th of April? Is that what you're trying to do? Because that's not what I was doing.
I'm just trying to stop Asian hate, John.
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
I was 100%. Just sitting here talking about how great of a person she was and how much I love Ming Dynasty. And you tried to make it negative. You tried to take a turn in negative town on me.
That's what it sounded like.
As I'm praising her for her memory? And her attention to detail?
The order was...
The order is what I order.
You did it in her voice, though.
It wasn't a stereotypical voice. It was her voice. Okay. I mean, you have to bring light to it regardless. You'd have to try to get me canceled. Because you're right. Hashtag stop Asian hate. That's important. Unbelievable. Unfortunate. It'd be your own sometime. It'd be your own. Anything else you'd like to add?
Back to Cullen Sampson. Did you know he was undefeated against Baylor until the Final Four?
I saw that.
Really?
That's how bad Baylor used to be.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, how many times has he played Baylor? But yeah,
like 20-something times.
Why was it Oklahoma? Sure. Yeah. I was thinking, like, well, Houston's like, well, when did they play this year?
I think he was like 22-0 or something like that. Dang. So shout out Scott Drew for turning him around.
Yeah.
All the murderers.
Oh. Oh, now you're gonna make jokes about murder? Interesting. Huh.
Come on, how you doing?
That's what was on the team, murderers.
Wow. Interesting. Huh. Hour one of the books, hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.